5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sync.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 159 of the TTV Podcast.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Mother.
What was that?
That was really creepy.
That sounded like one of those neo-modern advertising things, you know? It's like two people walking in the desert in slow motion.
Mardi Gras.
Are we going to start? Is that our next plug? Special TTV shampoo?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, our next plug is, if you're watching this on YouTube, you heard me great.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and talk about vessels since the past couple weeks. But I haven't been,
I meant to write down the advertisement this time because I'm tired of stumbling over my words.
Do you want me to do it?
I don't want you to do it.
Okay, fine.
No, it's okay.
I hate you.
We can just get past this.
Yeah, I think we can just... Anyway. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you are a week behind. Definitely check us out on vessel.com/the TTV channel, and you can access all of our podcast episodes when they're released on time for free. And there's also a little side option where you can pay for early access to get all of our videos early if you want.
$3 a month.
If you want. You don't have to, but...
$3 a month.
If you want.
And it's also appreciated very much.
It's very much appreciated.
Yes.
It helps us out
It helps the show out quite a lot, and just simply watching us on Vessel, even if you don't go with the early access option, really, really, really helps us. So, just being a viewer and being a cool person, helping us out. And if you want us to keep making shows like this one and keep powering through, then it's a no-brainer, right?
No brainer.
We're gonna get to.
We also have a. We're gonna start like editing all those after shows and getting all those done.
More vessel exclusive content.
More vessel exclusive content.
Kind of reward those people.
Right. Yeah. If you guys subscribe to us, I know it's kind of sparse at the moment, but you will be getting some exclusive stuff very, very soon.
Yeah, and eventually we'll get to that stage where if you do subscribe, which means something different on Vessel, we'll give you a complimentary bottle of Sham Marty.
What?
Sham
is it spelled as in
Marty?
Sham Marty.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Episode 159. Sham Marty.
I don't even want to do that. That would be disingenuous. I would be pretending that was a good joke, but it wasn't.
I guess you could say it'd be a sham.
No one's laughing, LJ.
Literally misinformation.
You're going to die alone, LJ.
Just
because
you
said
that.
I don't
understand why you're laughing so hard at that.
I know.
Oh, it's funny. No, Kahi, he won't die alone. I'll be there.
Oh, you will?
Oh, no. Nice murder.
You will?
Brutal murder.
It's like LJ dying on his deathbed and Takuma sat there. He's just like, oh, you came
wait
to say goodbye. He's just like, no,
here
I came to watch
joke
you die.
Nice. Takuma, I hate you. Shut up.
I don't hate Takuma.
It's just
funny
Takuma
guy.
watching him slowly die. He doesn't even say anything. He just...
Also, shirts at store.tdbpodcast.com and Audible trial.
We'll do that at the end. We'll do the shirts.
We'll do the other plugs at the end. We don't need to do all those.
This is just the first, the reminder, man.
Vessel's
the important one. Man, Vessel rocks. I love
Vessel's
Vessel.
Amazing,
Vessel is
man.
A wonderful, wonderful service.
Vessel
it's so nice being like actually, well, you know, having people actually interested in how our channel does.
Uploading is streamlined. The people in terms of in charge of managing the site are very nice and helpful. Everything is good.
Wonderful. It's just nice to talk to an actual person instead of an automated machine.
Yeah,
like you would know.
Or talk to anything at all, because YouTube, has nothing. There is no communication at all.
Nope.
Absolutely nothing. Let's jump ship to YouTube Gaming and start live streaming our stuff, guys.
Yeah. Well,
so I did not know that YouTube Gaming was like a failed concept. I thought people really loved that, but you informed me last night that people were hating it.
I would imagine.
Wait, really? I haven't paid any attention to it.
I didn't even know it existed.
Let's introduce ourselves and then I'll fill you in.
Okay, yeah.
I'm messing up.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nova.
And this is TTV 159. Anyway, yeah, basically, I don't doubt that some people like YouTube Gaming because people are using it. However, all of the big news stories I've seen about it have been negative things. I know that there was a bunch of copyright issues because basically, unlike...
I did hear about that.
Unlike Twitch, YouTube Gaming has the same copyright policies that YouTube has. Except this time, while you're streaming, they can shut down your stream midway through if they detect copyright.
Yeah, you know, and I did hear that, like, part of that was, like, they detected that the in-game audio was copyrighted, which it is, but they were streaming the game, so they had to have the audio, and they would shut down several streams in, like, their audio because they thought they were playing copyrighted content.
You know,
like, Metal Gear Solid that came out, it has, like, a lot of popular music, you know, and you find cassette tapes around the world.
Yeah.
And that got them in trouble.
Another thing I've heard for people that do YouTube as their full-time job or even a part-time job and they make money off of it, I'm not saying this with absolute certainty. This could be misinformation. It could be just a bug one person got. But from what I have heard, you can't even monetize your streams on YouTube gaming. They launched without that feature.
Wait, what? Why?
It's still in beta, and they're still testing. And they don't.
Why did they launch it, then?
I don't know. But again, like, take that with a grain of salt. But
no, I mean, I get why they launched it. They did the beta so they could test the servers, test server load. You know, if everybody's streaming at the same time, how's this going to reflect on
how the server works? Is it considered a full launch, or is it considered a beta launch?
Yeah, because I thought this was a full launch.
I didn't hear that
this was beta at all.
I don't really know.
But, I mean, that would make sense.
If they had advertised it as
a beta, also be fair, Twitch doesn't really have monetizing either. A lot of the people that make money off Twitch do it via donations.
Yes.
Yeah, like subscriptions and donations.
Right.
Which is an interesting business model.
So, I don't know.
I mean, which is true, but, like, I don't know. It seems like monetization is a no-brainer. That's, like, the one thing that YouTube so far has had over all the competitors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll get there.
I mean, yeah.
Because if you do Twitch, you've got to have, like, mods in the chat. Otherwise, you get a bunch of spam bots and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I mean,
which I heard that YouTube gaming isn't much better in that aspect.
Yeah, I haven't seen YouTube gaming personally, so I wouldn't know, but I've been to many Twitch streams and I've seen a couple spam bots everywhere.
The real deal, I feel, is that, like, YouTube, they're not offering a better service than Twitch. They're offering the same service under the YouTube banner. And that's what's getting people kind of like, oh, it's just literally another Twitch. You just decided to roll this out so that you can compete with them.
Well, I think a lot of people would argue that simply being under the YouTube banner does make it better because then you've got all these places in one area.
Right.
So, like, already kind of experiencing that a little bit with Vessel, where we've moved over to Vessel and, like, some people are kind of wary about going to Vessel because, you know, all their other subscribers are already on YouTube, so there's no point in leaving.
Yeah.
And I get that. It's an audience thing. It's convenient for other people to be on one thing.
It's kind of a gamble.
So, like, if you can watch all your streams and watch all your favorite subscribers on the same place, why not? It even makes sense.
Yeah.
YouTube's kind of got that thing where, like, they're so dominant right now that they don't really necessarily have to offer a better service to be successful.
Right.
Yeah.
Not constantly.
They're like Nintendo in the early, like, 80s, back when the NES was the only good system.
I wouldn't call it a monopoly, but it's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
Google has a monopoly over most of the internet, I feel.
I'm telling you guys.
I see Google everywhere.
Here we go.
I mean, YouTube is Google.
LJ coming in.
But I'm not, like, paranoid about it, though, like you are, LJ. I mean, I'm concerned.
Okay,
all the business
I've seen the future, okay? War will break out!
You've seen the future? I think you need to go see a doctor, LJ.
It's only a matter of time before Google changes their logo again, and now it reflects Skynet.
Yeah, it reflects...
What's up with that?
Reflect 666. You know, if you look carefully, you see Illuminati.
Like there's a program like that does the. I think their giant like weather balloon internet service that they're trying to do that, like, you know, to provide internet everywhere is actually codenamed Skynet or something in Google's codename Skynet.
You've got
to
see.
I would love to do that just to scare people.
Well, think about it. Why would it be called Skynet? Because who works on these projects? Nerds. And what will nerds do? Yeah. Name stuff after nerdy stuff because they think that's cool. So,
oh, yeah.
It would be like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Skynet won't be made because, like, oh, it's a company. It'll be like, oh, remember Terminator? Dude, this is so cool. We're making Skynet. Right?
Hey, you're...
It is a thing. It is already a thing in other examples. I can't think of anything
specific
right now.
It's not, like, it's
right
not an
now,
evil
but...
thing. It's because nerds are nerds.
Nah, man.
They're building
it
the
is
internet.
Evil. Pure evil. Evil makes itself known to the world.
I guess YouTube gaming.
Like,
does
you
have
want
some
a prime example? Just go to ThinkGeek.
Mm. guess YouTube funny. Gaming does have some fans because Jimmy Kimmel talked about it. And he bashed it, apparently.
That has nothing to do with YouTube gaming. Yeah. He bashed, like, people watching games as a whole.
He watched Let's Plays.
And that's what people were upset about. That was... I think that's a very... That's a really terrible PR move on his part. Because it's a familiar concept of people his age and, like, an older generation of people that are still watching late-night TV. But he distanced himself that night. TV's dead. TV is dead and is dying a slow death and will soon...
It really is.
But... I swear. There's a divide now, and he's really put himself like, oh, I'm out of touch of this generation. I literally have no idea what's going on now.
Yeah. It's also kind of interesting, because a lot of other TV show hosts of that nature, they're getting super into gaming. Conan, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah, Conan is probably the one I've seen the most get into.
Yeah,
it.
He's got his own YouTube series. He plays games before they're out. Like, last two years, I saw him playing Halo 4 right before launch.
Yeah, he played Halo 5.
Didn't he voice someone in Halo 4?
He is in Halo 4.
Yeah, he's the ops dude. I don't know who the other guy is, but they were
it's
both.
A, you're right, right. It's Conan and his like his sidekick dude. I forgot what they called.
Oh yeah, it is.
You know what?
Forgot,
like if Conan was smart, what he would do is that he would start doing live streams, like Twitch streams of Let's Plays of games with popular celebrities. Like he would have a celebrity join him for an hour, and they would
do a Let's Play.
Did he do that? See, that's a smart decision.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look that up then, because I would like to see that. Like, you know, even better than just someone sitting in, I'd like to see, like, a casual gameplay of, like, you know, freaking Conan and, like, Taylor Swift or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
That would be awesome.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
I like how you say Conan. You know? Conan.
Conan.
He's a barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian.
That's the only Conan I know.
All right,
yeah.
But
hey,
shout
you know,
out
like,
to the Imbral Force.
There's a lot of people. I'm excited. I'm still off topic, but I'm excited for Stephen Colbert coming to the late night show because for he announced his lineup for the next 2 weeks.
Wait. Stephen Colbert's going to late night.
Yeah, that's why he left the Colbert Report.
Oh, wait, what happens? What's happening to Jimmy Fallon then?
No, he's replacing somebody.
Nah, if it's Jimmy, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh wait, no. Jimmy Fallon's on Tonight Show. He's replacing what's his face?
Isn't it
the guy from SNL? Not Mike Myers.
There are a lot of those.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, baby.
You know, at this point, we should have just done TTV talks about late night television.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I don't really like. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know what it is. Okay, here. No, yeah, it's Letterman. He's replacing Letterman. Because Letterman left. Remember they had that finale?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what am I thinking of then?
I have no clue what you're talking about. All I heard was Mike Myers, Jimmy Fallon.
Letterman. Oh, yeah, okay. You said late night, but it's the late show, right?
Letterman got replaced by Numberman.
Late show and late night are two different shows.
Right, you're right. I completely. Well, I mean, he's in late night television.
Seth Meyers is who I was thinking of.
Not Mike Myers. That guy is like he's the unappreciated like middle child. Like I remember, it's like there's Kimmel, there's Conan, there's Jimmy Fallon, and then there's like
there's
Seth Meyers. I forgot about him.
No one likes Seth Meyers, but he's not that bad. I enjoyed him on SNL a lot.
He's not bad. He's just there.
Yeah, he's
like
just
middle
there,
child
poor guy.
Yeah,
I remember that. I actually tried to model one of our segments off of a thing that he did in SNL, and it was going to be called. Let's see. What the heck with the dude of dudes?
Ah, yes.
it was meant to parody, because they do this thing on, or they used to do this thing in SNL, where they would, like, read out, like, news headlines and stuff, and it was really funny, and they would keep repeating, like, their catchphrase. That's what the heck was supposed to be. It was supposed to be Meso going around and, like, just talking about, like, upsetting things in the Bionicle community and continuously re-saying, I mean, what the heck? What the heck is this? And that kind of thing.
I can imagine Messi doing that. It's hilarious.
No, I can't, because he didn't do that.
Yeah, what the heck? Dude, just kind of like, let's whine about something.
Yeah. It was supposed to be comedy.
And we were just like, yeah, Mesa took it like 100%
it's not
seriously.
So much that I took it serious, it's more that I didn't think repeating what the heck would be funny.
Oh my goodness, that's taking the quality
you
standard
also,
of humor.
You also weren't fast enough about
yes,
it.
I was very
you
slow.
Were really, your delivery was so bad.
I was like, I think we have one of the best episodes on record. Maybe I'll play it sometime. But it was the one where I talked about the stars, and it was so bootleg.
That was probably the best one. That's the only one I can remember.
That's the only one I remember.
That's the only one I remember either. It was like, there's something with BZ Powers, like some controversy with BZ Powers. You know, Hero Factory versus Bionicle. And how Fear Factor killed Bionicle.
It was like pre-autopsy without flashy
but
visual
it was trying
effects
to be funny.
or any good aspects
it was
whatsoever.
Never meant to be funny, I don't think. It was literally the whine about stuff segment.
You know,
well, my vision of it was to be funny, and I told Meso to follow that, and he didn't go with it.
So. Not even
okay. Okay. I've always wanted to do something like Have I Got News For You when I look at like Bionicle news and then just like make fun of it.
What do you mean by
it's
that?
An English
Elaborate.
Show with I can't remember his
news
name.
For you.
I think it's like I can't remember his name now. It like dropped out of my head. But yeah, it's basically he looks at recent British news or even American news, and he basically makes fun of it. It's funny.
Give us a sample. Pick
no,
a piece
no.
Of news.
How's about we just keep going?
Bionicle
well, like, let's just say Prince Philip says something inappropriate. He does an impression of him on the stage or something.
What's his name again?
News for you.
News
for
you.
The show's called Have I Got News For You.
Oh. Is it like Discount John Oliver? Is that what it is?
I don't know who
that is.
That's
what it sounds like.
It sounds like that. I like John Oliver. I'm not going to lie.
Say, I mean, it sounds like
I really
practically
do like
every
him.
Comedian out there now.
Well, okay. But. Hey, here's the thing about Colbert that I was really admiring. So, you know, like the guests they have on late night talk shows, usually like celebrities or music stars. That's basically who they have on. His lineup... for the first week, it does include like there's a rapper and some, you know, an actress, and but he also has Elon Musk. He has a CEO of another company, and he has a Supreme Court justice and some other people, and United States Secretary General. So I'm interested in that because it's like it's his prime time show late night where, you know, a lot of people see these, and he's interviewing people that actually like. Have more importance than celebrities. Not just celebrities. You know, it's like, it's CEOs, it's, you know, people in politics. I think that's, like, fascinating. That he's, first week, he's, like, getting all these people, to do his show. So, anyhow, I'm excited to see what that show will be.
Nice.
How
he... changing gears ever so slightly. You guys were talking about, you know, what the heck with the Dude Dudes and how we did things back in the old days. We're no longer the Three Virtues.
That is something we should mention.
Yeah, I was going to say, we mentioned on Vessel, we changed. We finally did it. We talked about rebranding a while back, and we did it on everything but a channel.
Right.
Yeah.
We did that last night. I completely forgot to mention it.
Right.
Yeah. And wait, what? I kind of made notice of this, but it's been 5 years. We were the Three Virtues for 5 years.
We changed officially to Kuma. We changed our channel title officially to the TTV channel.
Yeah, like our username that shows up.
Oh,
yeah, obviously.
I
no,
didn't
on
even,
YouTube.
On YouTube. I thought we did that ages ago.
Well, yeah. The logic was we wanted
we've been the Three Virtues all one word underscore or not underscore.
We wanted to change it to the TTV.
Oh, so like the
we wanted
okay,
to change
I think
it
I understand
to,
now. We were calling ourselves TTV, but the actual like URL
No, the URL still has
that.
Not changed.
Yeah, it was always
it's
the Three
title
Virtues.
For the channel. When you post comments, it'll be like, oh, Three Virtues next, but now it's just the TTV channel. Because we wanted to change to the TTV podcast, but then our channel kind of exploded beyond being just a podcast, and we wanted to...
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we never actually fully changed the TTV podcast, because that wouldn't have really made a lot of sense at this point in time.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the next question. Are we going to change the URL? Because we can do that, I think.
Wait,
I want to.
I think that's a different thing that we can do later.
We can start redirecting. We can at least buy the URL, the TTV channel now.
That's about,
and then redirect it to TTV Podcast.
Let's give it another 5 years.
What? Another 5 years? Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah.
If we're even still around after another 5 years.
Hey! No.
Hate
we'll
to be pessimistic here.
No, you don't.
We'll be fine.
I really do.
Okay, the one thing I dislike right now about the thing is that if you search the TTV channel on YouTube, it'll say, "Did you mean the TV channel?"
And you have to I know, right?
It's so annoying when that does channel. That.
I know, right?
So,
oh, I didn't think about that.
Get it right. Yeah.
But, I mean, we are the second option, so.
Well, it usually comes up with, like, if when I type in TTV, it usually comes up with Bionicle or podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a bone to pick with all these other TTV channels out there, though.
The what? Like
what is this? This
Nungjing
TV? What is this? Nungjing TV. Why does their avatar have TTV in it?
What?
Your channel is Nungjing TT or Nungjing TV. That starts with an N, not a T.
Well,
why are you taking your T?
We don't know what it is in Korean. Or is it
Korean?
I have no clue.
I'm pretty sure that's Korean.
Wow.
That is
no, that's not Korean or Japanese. I've got no clue what that is.
It might be just traditional Chinese. Yeah,
that doesn't even look Asian.
It's Asian.
Maybe it's new.
Time for Google Translate.
It's 100% Asian.
Okay, go to Google Translate.
No, this is Chinese. It's Chinese.
We're both looking at Nungjing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I assume we are. It says TTV in the logo, right? Like it has.
Yeah, it says
thing.
TTV in the logo, but the actual channel is called Nungjing.
No, I don't.
Thai.
Yeah, it has
it's
Chinese characters.
Thai.
Like I'm not talking about TTV. Oh. TTV official channel. There's another one.
As in Thailand.
Oh, you're talking about a different one.
Yeah, Nungjing
okay,
TV.
Never mind. Never mind.
Okay,
I don't even see that. I literally don't see that at all. It's not showing up for me.
Okay, it's the same one, right? It's the same one. Yeah, it's the same one. Yeah, I was like, are you sure you're looking Nungjing. At the same one?
Well, okay, you're right.
No,
I was because it has TTV in the logo too, and it's in.
Yeah, but that's a different one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll link Nungjing
okay.
to you.
Link that to me then, because I
have
can't
no
find
clue
it.
What language this is, but it
it's
doesn't
Thai.
Look Asian to me.
It's Thai, as in Thailand.
So real okay. fast, trigger word, Bionicle. Yep. Right, continue.
Don't worry,
what?
Guys, we do
what's
have
a Bionicle?
We're getting to it.
Okay, oh, hang on, let me correct that. Star Wars.
Yeah, that's much better. Bionicle's dead.
Okay.
Wow.
Bionicle should
Ouch.
Be canceled again
Come on,
and they
man.
Should pour the budget.
Okay, yeah, this is an interesting
Nungjing.
Language.
It's
yeah,
Thailand.
What the heck
it's
is
Thailand.
That?
I think it must be Thai.
I remember seeing Russian and having the exact same reaction.
Bao Zheng at the White Dragon Horse at the end. Bao Zheng is now a part of this sector if the opportunity would come again. Or team will take out the old air instead. Let's see if there is a call for air much. Or to put it another
airing.
What is this
I'm
episode?
Pretty sure, I'm pretty sure he's watching. Yeah, that's,
okay. That's just what Google Translate
Internet
says.
Surfing
yeah.
with TTV.
Yep. So I found this funny cat
Man,
meme
so
the
it's
other
like
day
it's...
on Surf the Internet talking about cat memes.
Holy crap, Thai oh, okay. is a weird language. I have never seen that before in my life.
I find it interesting. Like,
I
different...
actually know someone from Thailand.
Me, we
yeah,
do too.
We all do.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not from, but
Not
there.
The same person.
He lived there for a while.
Rip.
Yeah.
That was a pain.
I know someone native.
Okay.
Man, it would just take us an entire episode to look back and just reminisce.
Well, I figure we do that. We'll do that eventually again.
We'll do
yeah,
that
we'll do that
200th
which,
episode.
Gotta say,
five.
Didn't do any celebration, but thank you very much for 20,000 subscribers. It's a momentous occasion.
Oh, my
are we?
God.
Are
yeah.
we gonna do? Are we gonna do something
Probably,
for 25?
Yeah. Let's do 25.
Yeah,
25.
Because
yeah.
it's like
sense.
A quarter of the way.
25 guys. We'll figure it
yeah,
out.
I think 25
be,
is a better
25
to
is
start.
Better than 25.
That being said, thank you nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's a momentous occasion.
Yeah.
Vessel's doing well. The YouTube channel's doing well. Everything's doing well.
It's like that moment when you come to realize that there's not even, like, in the place where I live, there isn't even 20,000 people that live here. I'm like, whoa!
Nice.
Yeah, no. Everything is going really well.
Yep.
Right, it's,
like
it's a good time to be
surprisingly yeah. well. Yeah, I'm really happy
yeah.
with where TTV is right now.
I gotta
thank all the audience out there.
I was gonna
really
say it's all
us.
Thanks to you
yep.
guys.
Everything's
I
going
mean,
real well.
Thanks
Shut
to
up,
us for doing work
shit.
Too. But
wow,
we had like we had
is that
our,
a Rick and Morty joke.
I don't
kinda,
watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, who are we talking to?
Sort of LJ when he was like turn off the simulation.
Yeah, in fact, well, I mean, there's something on the boards that reference something you guys talked about on the Fantastic Four TGB Talks that I posted. I linked in the chat.
That? Fantastic.
Oh, that.
Oh, I forgot I was on that episode.
Yeah.
That episode was funny.
That came out like, or not came out, but it was like
a couple weeks ago.
Right after my my week or 2 weeks from the podcast.
That
so.
Bottom picture. What the
like,
heck?
All right, let's not talk about this unless we are going to plan on putting it in the video.
I'll put so, it in the video. But okay, go on. Stupid car! Go on.
I'm convinced Mess is schizophrenic and he just hears
cars.
Well, I just remembered, you know, in the...
Because I can hear it.
Viper! You've ruined the joke!
Why would you back him up? Why would you do that? You're such a terrible person.
Of course, we can all hear it!
So I'm gonna throw a couple people under the bus here.
Whoa,
no, you mean the car?
What?
I'm
preparing to commit to the bus throwing right now. And I'm also
you're
gonna
throwing
date,
a wait, bus?
Are you gonna throw the bus?
Who are you calling
the bus?
I'm also gonna date this video at the time of
you're
this
gonna date a video
at the time of this recording.
What's happening to
you? Sexuality? Did the Supreme Court authorize that? Huh?
Are they
coming to arrest you for doing your job?
At the time of this recording, it's September 5th.
Don't
I
do
gotta
this.
Say,
don't do this.
LJ and Viper haven't read the book.
Oh, okay, that's
oh yeah,
that's it.
I've been busy.
Wait, okay, you were giving me crap for not doing the book yesterday, and LJ hasn't done it. Isn't that LJ's whole shtick is being the Bionicle guy?
Takuma, have you done it?
We already know everything in the book. I'm not required to do this at the moment.
Takuma.
Yeah, you are. We're playing doing a show.
You literally sat in Paul LaBar yelling at me. It's like, it's literally your job
you
to read the book.
Talk to me about. You excluded me.
We told you.
I have
talked
to you about
we
it.
We had a business meeting about it.
It's nice to know you have selective hearing, though.
What?
Takuma, what about you? Have you read it?
What?
You read it? You read
I mean,
it?
At least
have
I've read,
read
more than LJ.
Have you read it? Have you read it?
I mean, I lurk on Reddit, but I don't really post much.
Reddit lurking.
I'll take that as a no. You're all dead to me.
I mean,
okay,
you're all...
Yeah,
no, nobody...
Else.
The amount of noise that just happened,
problem,
nobody
guys.
Is dead.
I literally read the book in one sitting. It was an hour read.
I got up this
morning. There's no reason
morning.
That you take this long.
I don't know, maybe I have ADD
morning.
And
I'm
bored in 5 minutes.
It's hard when I don't have the book.
Listen,
yeah,
there is no
thing.
Excuse
Dude,
in this day and age... Here's how I bought my book. I don't have a Kindle, I have a PC. I got web Kindle, I clicked pre-order, and the book was delivered to me at midnight. And I read
What's
it
your
in
point?
An hour. In
your
this,
point's that, the, you, like, come on, you can buy the book
last
literally
I checked,
right now.
I'm not, sure, LJ, whether, have you even ordered it yet?
So, yeah, I ordered mine from my Kindle, but it says it's going
to
take until
right
it's going to take until November for it to be delivered. I'm like, this isn't an actual delivery, silly. This is a Kindle delivery.
Yeah,
silly.
LJ, have you even ordered it yet?
Yeah, here, I'll explain my rationale here.
I don't want to know your rationale. I want to know if you've ordered it yet. Yes or no.
Yeah, you guys have an issue.
In
of
case
not
you haven't noticed, rationale is
yes
not
or no.
So. I've ordered it in the future.
Wow!
more Terminator references.
Okay,
we need to.
Out of
all
right,
LJ, I'm cutting your salary.
Every single discussion we've had about the books, you've always said, "How could you not get the books?" Like you're always like, "How could you not read the books in the original
you
Bionicle
not get
line?"
The books.
I freaking read the book. Why haven't you read the book?
Okay, here's my rationale here.
Probably the same reason he hasn't been reviewing the recent set.
Oh, I knew that was happening!
Oh.
I knew you were going to say that. You're going to bring this up eventually. Anyway, no, here's the thing. I want to have a hard copy. I have all the other Bionicle books in hard copy. I want to have this one in hard copy as well. I can get it on Kindle, but I'm waiting on the necessary funds at the right time in certain bank accounts to order something so I can make a bulk purchase.
Yeah.
And then I'll order the book.
About?
Unfortunately, things have been turbulent. I haven't been able to get every like the stars to align. But when they do, which is going to be today,
wait,
bulk? I will order
it
today.
Wait. Okay.
My explanation is much shorter
yeah,
and to
why,
the point.
Why do you
I'm
the
unemployed.
Order? Are you going to order a ton?
Do you not have $5?
You can't get like a ton of. Are you going to buy a ton of Bionicle books? Is that
what
you're
doing?
Shipping?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, no. I'm going to buy a ton of other things.
Yeah, you probably wanted to pile.
He's
going to
buy a Bionicle
to get, like, free shipping.
Why don't you just
why?
Why?
What's
why
the not? Point?
Oh, FIFA! He doesn't freaking have Prime.
Well, no,
I
actually,
forgot people don't have Prime.
Actually,
oh.
I do.
You do? Okay, then well, so you have no excuse.
Why would you buy in bulk then?
No, yeah, no, literally there's no excuse.
There's no difference! So, it's shipping's free!
So I could just get a bunch of things all at once.
You want to waste our time so that you can get a big freaking box of useless junk in the mail!
No, no,
no, Amazon loot crate!
No, no, I'm the
wait,
one
wait,
that's
wait, wait,
to for a series that you guys haven't talked to me about!
What the... Why? They don't. You know that Amazon doesn't ship you a giant box, right? They're going to send you a bunch of little packages with everything you've ordered. They come in separate packages.
Yeah, they're not going to send you a Kahi box that's absolutely massive.
But they all get here on the same day.
It's Christmas time.
It's not like they ship you
Christmas
one box.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Amazon will package everything and they'll send it to you.
Got no books this year.
On TTV, I'm going to order this book. I'm going to make this a spectacle because you guys have dragged me through the mud.
You've already made it a spectacle.
Deservingly so.
Well, a moment ago, Messel's trying to throw us all under a car, so get over it.
I don't get that.
Messel was trying to throw a car.
Do you, like, what did you think was going? They're not going to ship you everything at the same time. They're going to ship you at 2 days, like, everything in different packages 2 days from when you order it.
Okay.
If you order the Bionicle book now, there's literally no difference if you have Prime.
Here's the thing. I would absolutely order this book right now. But I forgot the password
just
to Amazon.
Just do it.
Oh, my.
Okay. We're done
okay,
here.
And now I'm seriously considering cutting your salary.
We're done
Hang
here.
On. That's not my fault. That's,
listen.
You don't have your own Amazon account?
We're
going to wind up with at least three people crying by the end of this episode, aren't we?
I just
are you
tried
tears of joy.
I pick LJ, Meso, and Var.
This isn't an account I use very often. It's just not.
It's just not.
Okay, then reset your freaking password.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're making a new account.
What is with
your
you?
Problem?
Why can't you do this?
I thought you were an adult. Why are we paying you?
I'm so sorry.
I feel really bad now for laughing
you're
at all this.
I don't
feel bad.
You
feel
bad
because you're on the wrong
now,
too.
Now let's laugh at him about his lack of reviews.
No.
Hey, no. If you're laughing at me for my lack of reviews, where's Showcase Var?
Yeah, where's Protector of Fire and Protector of Ice?
Well, I did see a picture of them on the milk
no,
bottle
no,
this morning.
Var didn't say anything. Let's be quiet until Var answers. Everybody be quiet until Var says something.
I haven't done it. I'm not the one getting on your case about the reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also true.
So I don't know what you're getting on my case for. I'm also in the wrong here.
Well,
but.
No. It's not exactly that I'm getting on your case. I'm just trying to redirect Meso getting on people's case.
I don't know why you even care about Meso.
Because Meso doesn't have a show. Meso edits TTV podcast.
It's just so I need a little bit of breathing room. That's it.
Listen, I don't give a crap about your breathing room. I don't
oh
give a crap about Meso.
Gosh, Meso's is this going to be relationships part three?
I don't need you.
LJ, we're breaking up.
We need some space.
We all need some blank space.
Blank space, baby.
Oh my guys, TTV is over.
Yeah. I was going to say, wasn't it just a couple minutes ago, Bard's like, we're really happy with where TTV is at right now?
No, we are really happy where TTV is at. We're not happy where LJ's at.
Yeah.
That's where we're not happy
with. LJ needs like a quality... check
dude
board.
If I had known you didn't do any of his stuff I wouldn't have read the first
you know what I'm gonna do one better. I'm not only going to order the book, I'm gonna pre-order everything else, all the other books.
I don't what other book, who cares, just get the book that's out right now.
I,
so
I
we
know,
can talk
I know,
about
I know,
it
I'm just saying so this way it doesn't happen in the future. No this way it doesn't happen in the future. I'll have them all pre-ordered and we'll be all good.
Fair enough.
I thought you said you had it pre-ordered last time.
Yeah,
no,
didn't you
I
say
didn't.
You had it pre-ordered?
I was notably one of the ones that didn't have it pre-ordered last time. I hate pre-orders.
I hate you.
I hate them too, but we're not going to not buy the Bionicle book. There's some stuff
I'm not going to not buy it. Of course I'm going to buy it.
I mean, it's just kind of the thing where like, hey, this is our business goes around talking about the Bionicle story as it's come out in the book. Just why wouldn't you just buy the book? The book. I didn't read it until today, and that's I'll be.
I know.
Front
I'm
and this is coming
but,
from Kahi, someone who
yeah,
hates
I
books.
Think, yeah, no, I don't hate books. I just
well,
don't like
against me. Is that
books.
We railed on Kahi last night for not reading the book, but at least he had it purchased. I didn't know you didn't have it purchased. What is your problem?
What's your problem for not knowing, Var? Where have you been?
You are going to pull.
Now this is the question of the day.
You are going to try and pull that. Shut up, my
friend. Isn't that the question of the day?
Viper, the adults are talking. Stay out of this.
Stay out of this danger, hon.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, Aldrin, as we've established, you were clearly not an adult, so first of all.
I'm running away from home.
I'm sorry, okay? It's one time.
One time.
He wants to run away from TTV home with me.
Alright.
No, but really, guys, read the frickin' book.
Yeah.
You almost made me cuss again.
Until then, I've read the book. Animations to talk about.
Can we talk about the book?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Beware of their tails.
I'm cutting your pay every week until you read the book.
In part ways, and to fulfill what Elle just been saying for a while, I feel like Lee was the only real character in the book, and everybody else is the same character.
Thank you.
What?
But like in terms of like dialogue and how they act, I don't feel
perhaps in the
you know?
Speech patterns. Yeah,
in the speech patterns, not necessarily in their personalities.
I think Pohatu's got a pretty unique personality.
Yeah, Pohatu and Lua.
See, I would say Lua is the closest one outside of
my
Lua.
Favorites.
I feel Lua has his own.
Yeah,
personality.
I think all of them have well-defined personalities, except for Tahu and Kopaka.
Yeah, I wouldn't say well-defined.
They all.
I wouldn't say well-defined either, but I would definitely
types, and they all.
They are
hard.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I don't know about Anua. I definitely think Pohatu has a personality, and I think Liwa has a personality.
Yeah.
I don't know about any of the others. The others are all the same.
Yeah, I think Gali and Tahu and Kopaka are probably the worst.
I'd say Tahu and Kopaka.
You haven't read the book. How would you know?
I was just talking about in general.
What do you mean? We're not talking in general. We're talking about the book.
Well, that's my opinion, and
it's an uninformed
you didn't read
opinion.
The book.
Well, I read half of the book.
Oh,
well, you know, I think the Black Panther wasn't really well done in Civil War. I think they could have done a bit more of his character in Civil War.
She has a point.
Don't you even dare!
The point is you didn't order the book.
If you want to get technical, I've also read half the book too off of Amazon preview.
May I say something? May I say something?
Yes. Sure, Takuma.
I just spent 30 seconds buying the book.
Nice. You go to Takuma.
Wow. You're getting a raise. Actually, no, you're not, because it should have been done a week ago.
LJ, so did you?
I'm unemployed.
Yeah, well, that was your decision. You could have been unemployed.
Okay. Not my decision.
Wow. No, is that what you say to like all the homeless people, Tuba? That was your decision.
they're out on a bench with an old guitar trying to earn some cash. I lost my home, I lost my dog, I lost my life. Yeah, that was your decision.
Yeah, well, that was your decision.
Var is not even on the side of should we not raise minimum wage? Var's like, no, let's lower it.
Listen,
we should get rid of minimum wage. I think minimum wage is kind of a... Anyhow.
Don't start. Do not do this.
So, we're not gonna...
Anything that lowers the wages of all of our employees, I'm all for it.
Well, like you said
on the message boards, our channel is like a Chinese sweatshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's three...
It's like a Chinese sweatshop if we had no control over any of the kids working in our sweatshop.
It's like, you know, if LJ was in a Chinese sweatshop, he'd be blinded for not getting the book on time. He'd be like those kids in Daredevil.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could be Daredevil.
You're not Daredevil, you're the kid that gets shot in the face.
Spoiler alert!
The Chinese novel.
Spoilers!
That show has been out for a long time.
People get shot in that show.
People
there you
die.
Go. Spoilers.
We've got
die.
Like three episodes
Nobody
of
died.
Bionicle that
Don't
we haven't
ridiculous.
Spoken about on air.
People definitely died, Takuma.
Do
they?
Shh. How do you guys think the Bionicle animations have been progressing?
I don't want to talk about Bionicle.
I do want to talk about Bionicle a bit.
You're the one who brought up the stupid kids getting killed.
When Tahu and Kopaka meet up, this is the conversation that goes. Tahu goes, I'm the leader. And Kabaka's like, no, you're not. And they literally start fighting immediately. Like, I was reading the book and I was like, what?
So what you're saying is Var and Meso.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they meet together, they, like, imagine these two people meet together for the first time, and everyone's sitting there, and Tiger's like, hey guys, I guess I'm the leader, and Tupac's like, no you're not, and then they literally jump at each other, and they start punching each other.
I mean, that's the problem with the book, I guess. That's what happened in the animations.
That's hilarious.
And that's what happened in the book, which shouldn't happen in the book. We should get more insight in the book.
I don't know anything about that particular scene in the book, but in the animations, I think
if I didn't get any slack, you're not getting any slack.
But you're getting slack. You're getting tons of it.
He's getting slack because he finally read the book.
Yeah, I did my thing. Slack, I bought it and I read it.
It's a good one.
I've got some decent dress pants though.
I can't miss it.
This conversation is so impossible to follow.
I know. I'm just sat there listening.
Like. Yeah, it's like Tahu and Kopaka are fighting. Pants.
Yeah.
See, the one thing that, like, I don't get it. That's my biggest complaint about the book is, like, I don't understand
pants?
Why it follows the anime.
All right, Takuma.
Takuma. I don't understand why it follows the animation so closely. We've got a freaking book here. We should be able to have more dialogue and more information.
I can only surmise it was because at the point of the book's inception, the 2015 story was like they had the animation outlines and nothing else, so we just kind of followed off that.
Well, no, the dialogue basically. I know Marilyn Mann when he wrote all the descriptions, and I think the dialogue is almost exactly the same.
Pretty much. It's almost exactly the same.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hey, for the first part of the animations, they were already out, and Rider Windham was able to, like, kind of do his own thing. But the summer animations weren't out at the inception of this book, so he probably just had to follow it more closely. He didn't have as much room for creative freedom.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I would say that Rider Windham wrote his book, like, a long time before.
I don't know.
You know, and he was told to do one thing. And with, like, the beginning of the Protectors is not seen in the animation. So that's why I feel that's the strongest point in the book. Maybe because it's just something new, or maybe because he's able to have a bit more creative freedom.
Definitely.
The next
creative freedom.
The trials and trails of Bing, Zack, and Friends.
But, well, I mean, it's not that, I mean, the animations, you know, well, we follow Marilyn Mann really well. I think they're pretty well written for, you know, the 30-second animations that they are.
About as well written as he does, under the circumstances.
Well, yeah, see, like, well, yeah, under the circumstances of the book... The 30-second it's like, what, 90 seconds?
Yeah, 90 seconds.
The 90-second animation, you know, all that, you have to be really concise in how you write and, you know, convey all that humor and everything as, you know, in that span of time. And you don't need to do that with a book, but the book basically follows those animations to the letter.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a bit of a disservice to the medium. I think there's different
it's
mediums
very disappointing.
Different things.
I do gotta say, though, about the... Well, I'll let you first.
I was just going to say it, because it makes certain things just not make any sense to you, because Kahi mentioned how Tahu and Kopaka started fighting. Like, well, first of all, why did Tahu even have the assumption that he was the leader to begin with?
Because he was red.
Because he's arrogant.
Like, I guess, but we weren't told that. He just showed up first time meeting these guys, and he's just like, hey guys, I'm the leader.
This would be the medium Kopaka's to like, get that introspection.
It would be, but we didn't.
Nope.
And Kopaka's just like, no, you're not, and then they just start fighting. Like, what's happening right now?
Right.
What's going on?
Like, Kopaka, I mean, I'm not always a fan of drawing back to G1 comparisons, but I did like Kopaka and Tahu's dynamic and how they spoke as characters were really different in the original, because, you know, Tahu was abrasive and forward as a Toa Fighter, and Kopaka was, you know, he was more reserved and cold. When they both talk to each other in the book, they sound like the same character.
Yep.
They shouldn't sound like the same character. Kopaka, I mean, he could still mean to think the same thing, you know, but I feel he should be a bit more stoic about it.
I do not,
unfortunately,
I do not
that's G1 Kopaka. I get it.
Unfortunately, yeah, it seems like they've really changed Kopaka's character a lot in that aspect, because it seems like Pohatu is basically what Kopaka was.
I like original Kopaka. I like the kind of like Batman. Well, he didn't really do a ton of Batman-y stuff, but they should have like picked that up and made him part of that character.
I agree. I am all for changing the characters of people to fit the interpretation of this new Bionicle, but it feels like they took away his stoic personality and replaced it with nothing.
Yeah, I feel
he's like
the weakest.
Knockoff Tahu.
He's like less angry Tahu. It's like Tahu if he wasn't yelling all the time.
It's Tahu on drugs. He's like Tahu, but he's a bit of a stoner, so he's a little more mellow at times.
I feel like Kopaka should have been like the polar opposite of the polar opposite of
Tahu. You're so funny.
I get it, because we have ice anyway.
Ice and fire.
Nice. But another comment I wanted to make about the animation.
But no, like,
at least, I don't know about you guys, but the past couple animations I felt have not actually been all that bad.
No, they've been great.
I've kind of
been
enjoying them. Liked
what do you mean all that bad? I've loved all the animations.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, come on.
As soon as they regrouped,
I don't know.
We've
already had a clip show.
Okay, I didn't mind the clip show.
Oh, yeah, the Fallen Towers thing was really disappointing.
I didn't mind that a bit. The clip show was a little bit like, all right, you know, I mean, I get the budget probably.
Yeah, I get it, but it's just.
Well, it's like I actually really liked that scene in the book because I thought it was like it was important to actually have the Toa just kind of talk to one another about their goal. I feel like how it translated into the animations, the clip show was just a backdrop, so it wasn't them talking to each other nonstop, just kind of cutting back and forth for the whole episode. It was the dialogue that was important. It was them just kind of reinforcing their mission.
You
it's the
correct.
First time they've had a discussion about their mission since they all met.
Yeah.
It's the discussion that they should have had at the start when they introduced each other.
Instead of fighting.
Yeah, instead of fighting like morons.
Yeah. Those were pretty dumb.
Stupid car. Okay. That is a comment I have to make real quick. I hate how the Toa charge at everything.
They're dumb.
Without
they're
any
very dumb.
Modicum of unity or strategy
they
or tactics.
They are very gung-ho,
well, like, I mean, Toa. That's what happens, in, you read later on in the book, spoilers, but what happens is that, like, they all...
Don't spoil.
Nope.
Don't spoil.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
No. Just be like, listen, that is, I understand why they're so dumb and charge at everything, though, because that's part of the actual growth of their characters right now.
I was going to say,
the only growth we're getting right now.
Yeah. To be fair, there is a distinct difference in the first and second generation in that as far as the second generation's concerned, we don't know where they've come from or what their lives were leading up to this point.
Where did they go?
In the first one, there was this whole bit about them being trained for this grand purpose and everything.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we kind of have to assume that they're trained in some aspect because we know they're ancient heroes that were
already... Well, yeah, you kind of would. I'm just saying
everybody knows about them,
anything about
them. Everyone knows them.
Like, Tahu can instinctively fight, but they've lost their memories, so they've lost their memories of working as a team, so they have to learn that. However,
well,
I feel like...
You could, well, at that point, you can say that's muscle memory, whereas tactics aren't, you know, those are something...
Well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Like, they've got their muscle memory, they can instinctively fight, they know their moves, like charging and that kind of thing, but they don't understand how to use those effectively and tactically.
I mean,
like they should,
which is what I'm getting at.
Animation-wise, it's still kind of unusual that they're going about this whole charging thing because we've already seen them work cohesively together to defeat Loss.
That was my problem. It doesn't feel like character growth. It feels like let's rehash the same thing three times because they did it with Loss.
I guess, it's not like you. It's not like you just get it the first time. Like, they got it once, I think there's still room to improve after that point. Like, they figured it out one time, they understand that that's a thing that they can do, but they still haven't solved the issue that none of them really get along right now, and they still aren't that united. They united in one fight, but that doesn't mean they're going to be united from now on in every other fight.
True. I get that.
True.
They're aware now that they can do it, but the trouble is getting to that point.
Right, exactly. They still need to get to that, where that's part of their tactic.
The way it's written, and maybe this is just the way the plot is, and they had to write around that, but the way it's presented, though, is that it's the same thing. Like, you don't see what they learned from the last time and a fraction that applies to now, where someone's like, you know, where they have to learn to unite, but in a different way. Or they, you know, they remember the previous experience. It's just the same thing repeated, the way it's presented. I get where you're coming from in terms of structure and how that makes sense, but the way it's conveyed to us, the reader, isn't that doesn't shine through.
I mean, then again, they also repeated this whole unity thing with Skull Slicer, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They do it with Basher.
Yeah, the things Grindr. I'm thinking of are Scorpio and Basher.
Like, when they all charge at once, get knocked down, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute, unity. Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
But it's funny, because they all charged at once, unitedly, so.
They actually did fight Slicer very well.
Yeah, they fought Slicer together, like...
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't think they had any issue with fighting Slicer.
a slice of...
I mean, I guess Onua did almost get killed, but Kapaka saved him.
Yeah, you're sorry. Welcome.
Well, yeah, that's true, and Kapaka almost got the chance to punch Tahu in the face, so...
Yeah,
and also they told Onua to charge, so it's not like he was just charging on his own.
Yeah.
It's like
it was still working together, yeah.
True fact.
Yeah, and like we said with the hostage situation, like, Slicer had Tahu, sorry, because I was like, Tahu, you're in my way! And he ducked down, punched him in the face. That was my favorite bit of that entire thing.
Yeah. See, I don't know, to me it makes sense that the Toars are so silly, so stupid, and they've lost all their memories.
Haphazard.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just like they've kind of forgotten who they were and how to be mature, that kind of thing. It's like they've regressed back in time.
It's like they...
For all we know, for all we know, they may have never even met each other before. Just
saying. That is true.
Yeah, that's
well,
valid.
They also seem to know that, like, they're supposed to be... Well, I guess they're told that.
Hopefully we'll get some elaboration on this eventually, and that it won't always be left ambiguous.
Yeah.
Slash.
You know, I am... The thing about it is that the next book, when it comes out, is going to be purely what's in that book. Like, it's not going to be an adaptation of everything. I'm glad we didn't have a thing where this book only covered the first...
Yeah, we don't know that because we don't know the animations are going to stop with just this year.
I hope they don't.
I want the animation to continue. I guess the other book, isn't it coming out in, like, October?
December.
Or December? Well, I guess it could carry on.
I don't think it will because it's about skull spiders, but it could conceivably tell something.
Okay, the first half could be.
I would enjoy it to be a side story that is used to flesh out.
I want longer animations. I want longer animations with a bigger budget.
I want.
I don't mind. I love the animations, but I would love if they were longer. If they were longer, that's all I asked for. I don't need like a.
Yeah. I understand the short format, but I feel like a minute 30 seconds is too short. I think 10 minutes is being YouTubers and us being in the whole internet. Video platform, I think 10 minutes is the sweet spot that I wish they would aim for.
And hey, let's also be fair.
Even if it was just 5.
Animation does take a while.
Yeah.
It takes, and it's like, I think the main thing is not that nobody in the Bionicle team didn't want to do that. They just didn't have the budget for it.
That's what I'm saying. I just wish that Lego would give it.
We're not appealing to the Bionicle team. We're appealing to corporate. We're like, hey, corporate, give us, you know. If you invest in Bionicle, it should come back and pay. Like, look at how Ninjago's paid off.
One day, I would really like to know why Bionicle did not get a TV show. Was it because too much of their money is tied up in other themes right now that have TV shows? And
because they have Ninjago and they used to have Chima.
Or is it because they made a bunch of solid gold masks instead?
I think it's because of Hero Factory. I think Hero Factory really screwed it over.
Well, you have to also be aware that parents don't, like... The construction figures as a whole might not be a big market, and that might influence their decision as to if they're going to invest a bunch into this Bionicle, you know, the Bionicle coming back. I do think that they could have invested a lot more into, like, relaunching this line again, because it was a huge line in the beginning and it had a huge story focus, and that was a big, like, core thing for anyone who's a fan of that. And they should have been able to be like, oh, people like story, let's devote a large part of its budget to getting this story done. And to get it done on a wider scale, and they have, like, you know, if you look at how, like, TV shows now, kids' TV shows are really good. Gravity Falls,
they are, yeah.
Adventure Time, you know.
I mean, Legend if you want to look at, if you want to look at one that specifically ties into
Young Justice, all those cartoons are really big, and people, not just them, people outside of that age group. Steven Universe is like meant for kids, but
it's really popular
for a lot of people. Okay. And tapping into that, I get the Lego's not a TV show business, but they have to realize that prominence of including that with their brand and, you know, selling the toys.
If you want a perfect example of how it can promote toy sales, you need to look no further than MLP.
Ah, dang it. I was hoping you weren't going to say
My Little Pony.
No, he's right, though.
No, he's
very
right. Valid point.
He's right. I just...
How many of
you
these, like, kind of 30-year-old guys would have bought My Little Pony toy had it not been for that TV show? Basically zero. Yeah. Never would have crossed their minds.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well. No sense crying over spilled milk. We don't have a TV show.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's not... Well, I'm saying this sure because I feel like Lego should consider this for the future.
It is ironic that we're mentioning
Lego's not. Right.
It is ironic that we're mentioning all this after just establishing that TV is dead earlier in the podcast.
You know that. Well possibly like, shot us in the foot.
When I say TV show, I mean the TV show.
Yes,
format.
But
in a perfect world, it would be a 22-minute animated TV show with a fully voiced cast that airs online. But that's
and
that never happened.
See,
no,
well,
that
well, no,
I think,
no.
I think
okay,
that could happen, and I think it would definitely be successful, but from what I've noticed with LEGO is they have no clue how to properly like handle a channel and
online
monetize online videos.
Right. The online distribution, especially the release schedule for LEGO, is not universal across all
Yeah, and that's the big issue. They need to really step up monetization of their videos and make sure they crack down on, like, I know it kind of sucks to say this, but I think they do need to crack down on re-uploads of their videos.
Yeah.
I think that's really important for them because they
they're
can really...
They're losing out on that. Yeah.
They're losing a
they
lot
lose
of monetary
views
value.
And stuff, yeah.
Everybody re-uploads them for some reason, and I don't really know why.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I
they
mean,
really
if it's
should,
on
at
YouTube,
the end of this, they should do a compilation of all of them and stop
yeah,
like, and get
was...
all that money...
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I watched the winter wave animations in bulk, and it's actually it's a lot more satisfying at the end because you don't have to wait over a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
To like
see.
I
didn't watch episode 13 when it came out, but when I heard that episode 14 was out, I watched both of them back to back, and it was a much more enjoyable.
It's so
experience.
Much more satisfying because you get it's like fun. The better pace.
And it's funny because like that what you're saying that's experience anybody's going to have from now on. There's not going to be a thing where anybody's going to have to wait a week from now to get that ever episode.
Yeah,
they're
true.
That's the thing. Like, that's why binge watching is so popular, because someone realized after this season has aired, nobody is going to experience it like that ever again. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean,
and also,
you know,
when
I wouldn't say put everything
all the animations
up at once,
together,
but
it's like, what they say, 20 animations, minute and a half long. That's like 26 minutes in total for the year. That's the length of time, a little over. For a TV special.
Guys, LEGO should hire us to handle their YouTube channel.
They should.
Yeah, listen, if everyone really here's watching, we're open to
we are, I mean, like, I know yeah. we do stuff, you know, just like
I'm unemployed.
Content creators, but we do a lot of business behind the scenes, too. We've like, looked at analytics. We know how to, like, you know, to
yeah.
space
we looked at analytics, out. Guys. We saw the percentage number thing.
Well,
we
see, the thing is, not looking at analytics is one thing, but knowing what to do with those analytics, that's another.
Well, I mean, you know, we could at least just say, like, you know, just little tidbits of advice that they should follow. Number one, have everything scheduled to go at the same time in all different
that's
time
the biggest
zones.
Thing that should be the most obvious.
Right. I don't feel like you shouldn't, if you want, I guess they could roll it out depending on which country it is in, but then you get this thing where everything's segmented and Russia comes out before English and people are looking at the Russian version first. And it's just, it's better for, I feel it's better for, you know, people as it goes around if all the episodes are released at the same time.
Yeah,
because,
it's all synchronized.
Right, if it's all synchronized. Generally, I get why that doesn't work, because you want to release it at the prime time for each market. However, it doesn't work because all the fan base is already communicating with each other.
Yeah, on a TV platform.
The moment it comes up for Russia, all the English people are going to Russia already.
On the TV platform that works, they did it with Hero Factory 2, where the episodes would air in Russia or some other country, Korea,
I think. Yeah, it makes sense on TV.
Because people are less likely to record and upload it online.
Yeah. Right.
On the internet, though, everything is like fully accessible.
You can't just access Russian TV.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So,
but on the
internet's...
Right.
Yeah, everyone can go anywhere, so it doesn't work that way. You have to release it all at the same time.
Yeah, and then it should also come out. It should come out on YouTube. It should come out on Facebook at the same time. I see this happen like sometimes some days after they'll try to put it on Facebook, which is it's not a bad idea. But by that time, anybody who's interested in sharing that video has already seen it.
It should come out.
Oh, and they need to stop making it public whenever they just upload it too. Like it needs to be set to private and then made public.
Right.
When everything is ready.
Yeah,
I keep seeing videos show up on like the videos page on lego.com before it shows up on YouTube, or it'll show up on YouTube before it shows up on Bionicle.com. It's just
right.
It's
now,
just
to,
segmented.
To that
like,
degree, yeah. However, they I think to a degree they know this is an issue, because like a few weeks ago, I think I mentioned this on the podcast, first time ever I saw the YouTube account post a comment in response. It was on one of the episodes on YouTube, and somebody was like ripping them because of their release schedule. They said, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to work on it, we're going to get it out to you guys, we're working on getting videos out to you guys. And after that,
they did get a somewhat shaky but still consistent schedule. We've gotten almost consistently better now.
Yeah.
Every 10 days or so, approximately every 10 days, we get an episode.
Yeah, they are definitely better now.
Totally.
Yeah. It's much better than it was before.
So I think they understand it is an issue, but still hire us. We'll do a great job.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think...
Just
I don't
expect
us to
speak Danish.
There's all sorts of, like, publicity things you can do leading up to it. There's all sorts of ways you can reformatize how you do the episodes and that kind of thing. I feel like it's... You know, Bionicle in 2016, they've had the time to get the budget or get their analytics back, basically. How Bionicle sold and all this stuff, all the how the fans are engaged, all that stuff from 2015. And hopefully by now they're already like making changes to their 2016 schedule based on that information. And hopefully that information is really good so that they're like, all right, we're going to give you more money to do this in 2016, and we're going to give you less, or we're going to do this, or do that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Hopefully.
Yep.
So the animation is good.
A big budget. Animation. I like the animations a lot.
I meant the latest one.
Nothing
really
would
good.
Make me happier than if Templar was back doing a never game.
I know,
if
right?
If Templar like was back, man, and they did like an app and it was available on iOS, it was
Yes, thank you, Kahi.
So before we end the episode today. LJ, you're not going to weasel your way out of it. Mention,
what did I do now?
You were all about to forget something important, but thankfully, I'm not dumb like you, so I remembered.
Oh!
Oh. Okay. Comic-Con.
Yeah, so, long story short, if any of you are going to be in the Salt Lake area, Salt Lake, Utah, they're having a Comic-Con there. September 24th to the 26th, I'm going to be there. Let me know if you are. We'll meet up. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to New York. So if you guys are going to do that too, then yeah.
Yeah, Kai's going to New York Comic Con.
I'll be at Salt Lake Comic Con. Kai will be at New York Comic Con. And if you're going to be in either of those areas around the same point and you'd like to maybe meet up with either of them, just post in the comments.
Yeah.
Post in the comments, tweet at us. Tweet at me, because I tend to read those more.
LJ's meetup isn't going to be at the Comic Con, though, right? You're going to meet up in like a park.
I'm going to find another place to meet up. I'm going to talk to...
That sounds really sketchy.
That's what I said. Too sketchy.
He, like,
can you imagine asking your parents
here's the thing.
To do that?
I meet this random guy in the park?
No, don't worry,
I mean,
Mom.
We met on the internet. It's either
don't forget to bring a bag of free candy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know
got
what?
A
fine.
Subway sandwich.
Fine. We're going to go right right in front of the convention center.
Oh no.
Yeah,
no.
I guess
you're right there. Well, we're so Oh dear God.
I think I missed something and I think I'm glad
we're
I did
this for our sins and our transgressions.
Just meet up at a Lego store.
No, the Lego store's not happening.
It's weird that you're suddenly against it because you were for it initially.
Yeah, I know I was for it initially, yada yada yada. Okay, you know what? We're going to meet right out front of the convention center.
Just do it in convention,
we'll right
just do it in
the
convention center.
With all the cars and the traffic and everyone trying to get out.
Like,
why are you
fair.
Just doing it in the convention?
Because not everyone can access the convention.
Well, you don't know if everybody will be, like, they'd have to be there for... Okay, it's just kind of like, you know...
We don't even know if a meetup is going to happen. We don't know if anybody's going to be there.
Yeah,
no,
you
just,
need
right,
to decide.
Here's
otherwise,
happen,
you're going
to
confuse
you're
people.
You're going to comment or tweet LJ if you're able to make it for that day he's there. What day is it going to be?
It's going to be 3 days. September 24th.
Wait, what day are you
going
to have this meetup?
Last day, 26th.
The last day, the 26th.
Saturday.
If you're able to be at Salt Lake City... Four of this Comic Con in the 26th. Let us know in the comments if you're gonna be there, and if enough people are there, we're gonna figure something out. But it's not worth like discussing.
I mean, I'm not really sure why people would even be there unless they're going to the convention.
Yeah, I don't know why people would be there either.
I mean, I'm not saying that they.
I doubt anyone's gonna
drive to Salt Lake City just to see you. Yeah, we're Z-list celebrities,
That's why we're
not gonna get anywhere.
If you're in the Salt Lake area, I'm not saying.
But why would they be there if they weren't going to the convention?
He's already made contact with one dude that won a Makuta Fest prize. And he's going to hand deliver it to him in person.
With a Subway sandwich?
What is with the sandwiches? Nothing. No, there's nothing at all. Nothing about it. Don't Google it, kids.
Oh, God, it's so really disgusting.
That'll be a stupid episode.
Yeah, just if you're gonna do it, you know, mention it in a call. There is
don't
no legal separate
call,
subway.
In the comments. So,
how about
sorry,
we don't
call,
mention it
comments.
Until there's actually a plan?
No, it's a plan.
No, we need to know if really people are
no,
interested.
No, there isn't. You don't even know when you're gonna meet them or where you're gonna meet them.
You need to know
yeah,
if people are interested before we do any plans.
You keep on hampering my decision.
Because your decision is freaking stupid.
There's nothing legal related at Salt Lake Comic Con. Why would you do anything at Salt Lake Comic Con? Okay.
All right, guys.
Evans and Sebastian.
Time
Stan.
To end. So thank
hey.
You all for watching, oh. and be sure to check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/the TTV channel for early access of all of our content. Buy a shirt at store.ttvpodcast.com and get a free trial for Audible and get free audiobooks at audibletrial.com/TTV. And that's pretty much all for today. So I am Messinac.
Yay.
I'm Bartaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nova.
I'll see you all next week for the next exciting episode of the TTV podcast.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
See ya.
Oh, hey, quick update. Markiplier was on Kimmel last night, so... Hey, cool. Just so we don't
nobody
date ourselves.
Cares.
What do we do?
I'm tying it back, guys. I'm tying it back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, right, stick around for after show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, after show.
All right. Can you bash it open?
Yeah, no.
All right.